Welcome to the Donna Sebo Show. Donna is an international mental practitioner, award-winning author, counselor, speaker, teacher, and radio TV personality. Dedicated to empowering others through her mental skills, she also features authors and experts from all over the world to share their knowledge and experience with you, the listening audience. Now, let's join Donna and her guests. Here's Donna.
Hi, this is Donna Sebo, and welcome to an Hour of Mind Power. Schedule is a little bit different today, but the same thing is going to be going on. We have an open mic hour here, so if you'd like to call in and chat with me directly at any time during this hour, you're going to be more than welcome to do so. Now, if you are a first-time listener to the show and you wonder what it is that can be offered to you, I do readings for people on the air. So when you call in, all I want from you is your first name or your initial, and then after that, I also like to know what part of the country or the world you're calling in from. Then sit back, relax, and let me take it from there. I'll give you my insights, and then you're welcome to ask me when I'm finished about anything that you are curious about. Again, Donna Sebo here. Telephone number to call into during this next hour is 888-815-9756. That's 888-815-9756. Well, I have all kinds of odds and ends of information that I wanted to share with you during this hour. Of course, I would just love to chat with you too, but that'll be up to you. Call me at 888-815-9756. Now, by the way, that's a worldwide number, so anybody can call in from anywhere. Samantha Daniel had a poem, and I don't know how warm it is where you are, but in the Pacific Northwest, we're having record-breaking temperatures of 86. We freeze one day, and then the next day, our thermostats go wacky. They really explode, but it's absolutely gorgeous here. Mount Rainier is just strutting her stuff with all of her snow-capped beauty. So it's just an absolutely magnificent day. And when I saw Samantha Daniel's poem, I thought, this is so, so appropriate. Beach towels bright in a sea of striped polka-dot umbrellas, leaning back, relaxing, sand sifts between my toes. A deep breath of salty sweet air, the warmth of the sun envelops me, a cozy blanket, dozing delightedly, my summer siesta. Ah, isn't that great? Can't you just see, you know, when you hear that, it's watching someone in a hammock somewhere between two trees and maybe the buzzing of a bug somewhere around your head, but just being a lazy day of summer. Do you guys ever have lazy days of summer? I don't get them very often, but boy, when I can, I thoroughly, thoroughly enjoy them. And here we are just having a great deal of fun and a lot of good things going on. One of the subject matters that I wanted to discuss with you today was everything from starting a business and sharing a little history about a business called a Dairy Queen. So I'm going to pull out my information here. Also, I wanted to share with you some particular details about a woman who took on gangs and won the war of the neighborhood. So what I'm doing right now, Also, what I wanted to do was share with you, I'd moved some materials around so I didn't have everything right under my nose. All of you who listen to the show on a regular basis know that I feature authors from all over the world. Well, one of the things that I find is that just about everybody I meet in public or I have a chance to visit with will say, I've got this story, I've got that story, and they might want to write a book. Well, I've got some neat information if you'd like to self-publish a book. I've got some wonderful things to share with you. But first, let's go to our first caller of the day. Welcome to the show, first name or initial, and where are you calling from?
Hi, Donna. It's Pat. I'm in New Haven, Connecticut. How are you?
Well, I'm doing wonderfully. Are you enjoying a sunshiny day there in New Haven?
We're about to get another thunderstorm.
Oh, you can keep your thunderstorm. Thank you very much. I don't need that over here in the Pacific Northwest, so just keep it right in your neighborhood. That's a good thing. They're wonderful to watch. We had our batch around just after the 4th of July. We don't get them here very often, but sometimes they're just spectacular to watch. Aren't thunderstorms beautiful?
Oh. I can hardly hear you, Donna.
You can hardly hear me.
Yeah.
I can hear you beautifully.
Oh, good. Okay.
Yeah. So I'm hearing you just fine. Okay, Pat, the first thing that I'm looking at with you is a sort of a tap dance routine that I'm seeing you doing. And it's as if you're trying to just get through what you feel are time delays. And I want to say, keep on dancing. It's okay. You just need to keep your focus where it needs to be and then allow yourself that you're going to have to fill in the time when stuff isn't moving as quickly as you'd like for it to, that is going to happen, and you are just needing to stay occupied. Keep yourself focused on what it is that's most important to you. Also, I'm seeing you getting some phone calls from some people that could, if you allowed it, be upsetting to you. And I think it's the way this individual communicates. It looks like it's a female. She seems to be a woman, middle-aged, maybe a little bit older. And she has a way of talking about things that, if you're not careful, can agitate you. If you're wise, you'll just listen and listen and listen. Just let her talk, and then maybe at a certain point ask if you're really understanding what she's saying, maybe repeat some things back to her. And you might find she's changing her story. She's communicating one image, and yet it's really not the image she wants to communicate. She has a hard time conveying the real thoughts that she has. It's a very interesting, interesting picture that I'm getting in my head. And I look at it, and again, if you're not feeling up to par, if you're sort of irritated and it's just push my button day, then you might not want to respond to anything that she says until you really get good clarity. She just has this habit of not really getting directly in an articulate manner to the point. It's like she just goes around in circles. And just relax about it. Don't feel like it's pulling teeth to get everything out of her. Just say, okay, this is just who she is, and then let her finally tell you what it is. And she can say it in about 10 words. It's just who she is. It's just who she is. So don't let her get to you, hon. It isn't necessary. What question would you like to ask me today?
Actually, I think that's my boss. I think she just saw that my dog might have dug up her garden for the sixth time. And I'll probably get a call from her. And I am ready to apologize. I've been dating someone, and this throws me for a loop to the point where today I almost felt like I was out of my body. I am reacting so strongly to this very nice man who is not interested in communicating really personally, and I think I probably need that too much. And
When you say personally, How long have you been dating this guy?
I've been known him since a month. Seen him a few times.
Oh, my goodness, hon. You just are expecting too much from a human being. 1 month? That's nothing.
Mm-hmm.
Relax about this. You like this man, but stop trying to make something that maybe isn't even there. Why do you feel you have to push this so hard?
I don't know. I'm confused about it. I'm trying to understand. Is this me? It's so crucial for me to be heard, and I'm so sensitive to feeling dismissed. No, that's a problem of mine. And I don't know if he just, you know, is not the right person for me and I shouldn't sort of torture myself, or if I need to try harder.
Oh, Pat, look, I think, first of all, you're being very unrealistic. I really mean this sincerely. You are trying to make this man into something bigger than what he is. He's just a human being.
Uh-huh.
A month is not long enough to just say, gee whiz, it's like going out on a first date and saying to the guy, gee whiz, I want to have 25 kids and we're going to be married in a month. No, that goes over like a lead balloon. You have to ask yourself and really have to be honest with yourself why it is that you've got to push on this, because this is not healthy. This really isn't going to create what you would like to have. To develop a communication with another human being, especially of the opposite sex, You've got to give them some breathing room, for heaven's sakes. And the fact that you're saying, and I'm hearing what you're saying, you say, I want to be heard. Well, he may not be ready to be dumped on yet. So I think you may need to find a venue where you can verbalize a lot of things in your life. Maybe it's a support group of some kind. But find some way, maybe through art. But allow it to be okay that you give this guy. Don't throw him out, for heaven's sakes, at this time. He's not a bad person. What's his first name?
His name is Vincent.
Okay. I think you need to lighten up on this. I really do.
I'm so, you know, I know where it comes from. I can't believe how it's sending me for such a loop. I'm really confused. I hear you, and you're right. I understand what you're saying.
I think it's good this is happening. I really do.
Well,
because
I thought so, too. I thought
you've been pushing stuff down, but it has nothing whatsoever to do with him. It's not him. It's you.
Right.
So something is, it's time to release something.
Okay,
you're regurgitating it, and it's time to let it go.
Okay, this is the first time that I feel like this is too big for me to release. That's scary. Do you see me succeeding in this? I mean, this is, for the first time in my life, I understand why people turn away from problems. I feel like this is almost impossible for me to do.
Oh, it isn't. But I think it's important that you're going through this and that you're looking at this. Now, I have no idea, and we don't have the time on the show to go in depth with this.
Mm-hmm.
But it's something that can be reduced to a very small something. It really can be. But there is something you're getting a value out of keeping it.
Okay.
And so that, and it's not a criticism when I'm saying this.
No,
every one of us goes through something like this at one time or another. And this is what I think is happening with you. I think what you've got is something that has been suppressed for so long. I think letting go of it is easy. I really,
really?
Do. Yes, ma'am. But I think what you've got to do is ask yourself why you need to hang on to it.
Well, one thing I thought of today was anger. I mean, this put me depressed in bed, and I thought, why are you in bed? Why aren't you getting up? And it's almost like you're too angry to get up. This is what you do.
No, lots of times kids do that. Have you ever watched little kids?
I'm not getting
out of bed. I am very unhappy. What are you unhappy with? So I think, again, and I know we don't have a lot, we can't give a whole bunch of time to this, hon. And if you wanted to contact me on a private level, I'd be glad to help you in any way that I can. But you need to understand something. The reason it is coming up at this time is it's giving you the opportunity to actually get rid of it.
Okay.
When we regurgitate like this, something from the past, a habit, you know, that maybe we didn't think we had to deal with anymore or whatever, that's what's going on. So you're okay. You just need to know this is part of the releasing process and the moving on process. Remember what I said in the beginning, doing the little tap dance?
Yes.
Okay. So
Thank you.
You're just needing to focus on it. That's all. You're okay.
I appreciate your wisdom. Thank you so much.
You're welcome, dear.
God bless
this
you.
Is
bye-bye.
Thank you. Bye-bye. This is Donna Sebo. If you'd like to give me a call, this is an open mic day to day. That's right, the whole hour. 888-815-9756. That's 888-815-9756. Toll free, worldwide. Now, let's get back. What if you wanted to write a book? I review 400 to 600 publications a year. Some of them are absolutely fabulous. Others are mediocre. Others are, well, I wouldn't bother my time with them. This is something that for all of us, we have stories. There isn't a person alive that doesn't have a story to share. And maybe there is a very special person in your life. I think of a very dear friend of mine who put together a video with photographs, and it's a talking book, if you will, regarding a member of her family, and it's just wonderful, absolutely wonderful. And so she did this as a labor of love, and she only wanted to make so many copies so she could pass around because it was specifically for the family. There are other people that maybe have how-to books that they have relating to a certain industry. Well, in today's world, unlike about 10 or 15 years ago, yes, technology has really moved us forward. Writing a book is something that anyone can do. Now, that's been the case always, but the process before was really much more labor-intensive than it is today. So here's some information that Paul Lima has passed along to people. And I thought, boy, I can understand what he's saying because having published material myself, both an award-winning children's book as well as some other items, I know what I had to go through in the past. Now, I'm sure you've heard of vanity presses. What are they? They're companies that will say it only costs $15,000 to put out a book, and they have this staff that's going to help you. Well, unless you're experienced, this may not be the best way for you to go. It's a lot of money, and you're probably going to have a lot of problems. However, vanity presses have been replaced by print-on-demand. They're called POD, print-on-demand. Now, there's some of the POD companies are Universe, Trafford Publishing, Author House, Create Space, and there's all kinds of them. And they sell directly to the public via the web, and they make books available through online retailers. Now, there are some POD companies called like Lightning Source that don't sell directly to the public, but instead print and ship books only through online retailers. And they also sell directly to authors and publishers who want to print books in small quantities. And that is significant. You don't have to spend $100,000 for a print run anymore. That's not necessary. Now, people can order the books through online retailers, and they'll place the orders with the POD company, which prints and ships the books. And the books are printed and sold as they are ordered, not prior. You don't have to have 3,000 units sitting in your garage or a storage hut or distributed through all your friends in town. That's not necessary. You don't have to carry any inventory. And trust me, there are a lot of authors out there that have had buku books in their garages for a long time, and they try to sell them wherever they go. Now, if you're an author, you are going to earn less per book when books are sold through online retailers because the POD company and the online retailer each take a cut. But you've got a venue to get you to bigger and better sales. Now, with Paul, he wrote a book on how to write a nonfiction book in 60 days. He published it himself, and then there was a small publishing company in Ontario, Canada, that found out about his publication and said, you know what, I'd like to be able to work with you. So he works with them, and if he does a seminar, they just order however many books they want to sell at the seminar, and he doesn't have to have a whole bunch of books on hand. Now let's talk about money for a minute when it comes to writing books. Most of the companies will charge an upfront fee to process books for publishing and printing. And then you can order whatever you want. You can order just one, or you can order whatever. So Paul said he usually figures that he has to sell about $250, which will cover the upfront fee. Well, that fee can vary. It can be anywhere from $1,000 to $2,000. Well, again, that's nothing compared to what the costs were, old-time printing style, a long time ago. Now, he found a company called Lulu.com. That's right, Lulu, L-U-L-U.com. They sell directly to buyers via the web, but the company does not charge upfront fees if you opt for them not to place your book on Amazon.com, as most other pods automatically do. With Lulu, as with any POD company, the author has to format the manuscript. In other words, you choose your book size, the typeface, the design of the pages. You have to produce the book cover. And so it's always a good idea to have that artist that knows about book covers and how important they are to sell, and then how to upload the book over the web. And Lulu.com gives authors a storefront, processes credit card orders, and prints and ships books on demand as orders come in. And you can opt to sell a paperback book or electronic book. And you know what? People are finding with a lot of these electronic readers that are coming out, we've only got, about five that are out in the market right now. And they're becoming more and more sophisticated. And people who do a lot of traveling, sometimes students like to have these electronic book formats. This is going to save buyers printing and shipping costs. And Lulu.com processes credit card orders and makes the book available for downloading. Now, you will get a percentage of each book sale. The royalty is based on the cost to print the book. The more pages, the more it costs to print, of course. And then they also have a company markup and the retail price of the book, which the author, you, could set. And you can charge an arm and a leg, and hopefully your book is going to sell, or you can give it away at cost, or you can charge a modest markup and earn a few dollars per book. It's all up to you. So you have more choice now than ever before. Now, the next phase, if you're wanting to do a book, is marketing. You have to get your book noticed. You need to be able to be out. You can use a website. You can, show it to local bookstores. You have to do book signings, media releases. These are things that you have to take care of. Nobody, do you know how many books, over 100,000 books are published a year? So you're going to have to be out there hustling. And if you have a niche book that appeals to certain audiences like veterinarians or parrot owners or, you know, breast cancer survivors, whatever it might be, that's what you have to look at. You have to have a marketing plan. So there is so much that you can do. And you are going to find that even if you have a youngster that has a special story, you could help this child publish their book. The world has changed a lot in just the last few years, and technology has made that possible. So if you have something special that you would like to share, believe me, from someone who does, me, hundreds of book reviews a year, hundreds of them, know that you may have something very special that is going to make a difference in somebody's life. So those are just a few tips. And I just say go ahead, and if you're one of those people that loves to research on the Internet, then go for it, because it definitely will be worth your time. This is Donna Sebo. We're going to be taking a break for a moment. When we come back, we'll have more good things to share. And, hey, I'd be delighted to light up your life with a little insight. 888-815-9756. We're taking a break. We'll be right back.
Are you concerned about nutrition? Do you work hard to eat right, try to feed yourself and your family nutritious food? Well, you'll want to know about glyconutrients. What are they? These are sugars that are present in nature. However, we're not getting them in our food anymore. Scientific study is proving that these sugars are necessary for all cellular and immune system function. Over 20,000 studies are conducted each year on glycoforms alone. These are the sugar protein structure that line each and every cell of the body. 4 out of the last 8 Nobel Prizes in physiology have been awarded for research in the area of cellular communication and how these sugars work in the body. This is Donna Sebo. Every day I bring to you information that will empower and light up your life. I would like to invite you to visit my website, DelphiInternational.com, and find out more about these glyconutrients. That's DelphiInternational.com. Go to my website, go to the left side of the screen, tap on the button that says glyconutrients. MIT's Technology Review, February 2003, states that glycomics is one of the 10 emerging technologies that will change the world. Education is the key to advancement of understanding and making our lives better. Visit my site, DelphiInternational.com. Go to the left side of the screen and tap on the button that says glyconutrients. I know it'll make a difference for you, as it has for me.
Enter the magical world of God's kiss.
He sees a large open area of valley ground covered with a thick green grass. In the open space are many other children and animals. All kinds of animals. And all of the animals are talking. He can understand every word they are saying.
God's Kiss is a beautifully illustrated children's book about a young boy's journey into a valley with children and animals from all over the world. They are gathering together to experience the wonder of love and beauty that will affect their lives forever. A talking book audio narrated by the author Donna Sebo accompanies this wonderful storybook, creating a special magic all of its own. This book package makes a wonderful gift for those special children in your life, ages 3 to 10. God's Kiss book and talking book audio are only $19.95, plus shipping and handling. And the author, Donna Sebo, will autograph and personalize your book if you request it. Call 800-872-8852. You can also order through Donna Sebo's website, www.delphiinternational.com.
Hip hip huzzah!
My lords and ladies, come one, come all, to the 11th annual Washington Renaissance Fair at Maris Farms in Buckley, Washington, during the first three weekends in August, beginning August 1st. Bring family and friends to become part of the excitement, cheering for your favorite knight as he jousts for noble causes. Gain an audience with Her Majesty the Queen as she knights young lords and ladies, or enjoy a tankard of ale and a turkey leg experiencing the wonders of the Renaissance.
Live the legend!
Gates open 10 o'clock.
Hi, this is Donna. I know we've got a caller on the line. You just heard the promotional for the Ren Fair. Does it sound a little exciting? It is. And I wanted to let you know that it is, for those of you in the state of Washington, this fabulous event is being held the first three weekends in August, and this is at Maris Farms in Buckley. So if you want more information, go to WashingtonRenFair.com. And remember to put an E at the end of the word fair, F-A-I-R-E, WashingtonRenFair.com. I'm going to be appearing there. I'll be doing many consultations, and also I'll have all kinds of books there as well. So look for the booth that has bright yellow banners with gigantic red lions on them. That's my logo, if you will, as Lady Donna, appearing at the Renaissance Fair. Fabulous event, lots of fun. It's just absolutely awesome. So hope you come. Let's go to our next caller. Welcome to the show. First name or initial, and where are you calling from?
Yeah, hi, Donna. It's Kim from Louisiana.
Hi, Kim. Where in Louisiana?
Southeast, somewhere between New Orleans and Baton Rouge.
Wow. I bet you you're cooking.
Yeah, it's been a hot summer, but it was a really gorgeous, glorious spring.
Oh, I'm so
long,
glad.
Cool spring. Yeah.
It's such a beautiful part of the country.
It really is.
But I admire you folks that can handle the humidity, because I just don't know that I'd be able to do it back there.
Yeah.
It really gets humid. But anyway, let's get down to business. It is gorgeous country, though. Kim, the first thing that is coming into my mind is you're sort of breezing along right now, and I want to say don't let your attention drop. You must be alert to what you know you need to take care of for yourself. Do not assume that other people are going to take care of it for you. It's not going to happen. There is attention to detail that is extremely important during these next 2 to 3 months. Also, what I am observing is you're sitting down and wanting to work with money on a different level than what you have in the past. And I want to say, if you're wise, what you'll do is maybe play Monopoly or money games using play money so that you can see what your comfort zone really is. I'm looking at you over the next 10 years actually making more money than you ever anticipated, because you're going to be investing in your education and will be, for all intents and purposes, serving an apprenticeship within a particular environment for about 3 years, and that is going to set you up nicely. If I could make a recommendation to you, it would be save as much money as you can so that when you're ready to start working towards that investment level that you're going to feel comfortable in, whether it's real estate, you know, trading, I don't care what it is you choose to do. It could be diamonds for all I know. But what I would say is make sure you do your homework first. Get to know the people that are really, really good at this, not the flashy flashers with, gee whiz, I'm so great because of what I've been able to do. You want to know about those people that have got an extremely good track record and have a high level of integrity. Learn from them, and you're going to be sitting pretty financially. So just be patient there. You've got a lot of hard work, and you're on a real big learning curve right now. So I want to just say ride the curve, learn as much as you can, and don't sweat the small stuff. Do you have a question for me?
Yeah, Donna, that was beautiful. Thanks. I'm wondering about a romantic. I'm waiting for an old friend to finish up some legal issues, and I'm so hoping it's going to be soon. I'm wondering for getting any romantic hits for me. My divorce was final in December. I'm so ready to move on to the next relationship.
I'd recommend you take a deep breath, a lot of cold showers, and get yourself settled. Now, I know I'm hearing what you're saying, and I think it's great, but you've only been divorced since December.
Yeah.
And you've got to really understand, hon, that you don't want a boomerang effect coming in and upsetting your apple cart. And believe me, there's going to be plenty of fellas that are going to be hot to trip the light fantastic with you, but I don't think you're really ready to move
into this
brand new life.
What about my old friend? Do you see him coming in?
I'd say let your old friend rest. Let your old friend be what it's going to be. You're looking at something that you are sugarcoating, and I want to say you need to dump some cold water on it and look at reality. I want you to be able to be comfortable in your own skin, and you're not. You need to be comfortable with who you are, that you would love to have someone as a companion, a partner. I understand that. But you are not really over your divorce. You haven't gotten through a lot of the things that you really need to get through so that you are aware of who you are completely and totally. There are going to be plenty of people to keep company with. But there's no, you need to be totally comfortable in your own skin and not try to look for something that's going to fill what you perceive as a void right now. Because what you've got is a void. That's true. I do think it's a healthy void, though. You need it for a while. You need to have clarity. And it doesn't mean there's anything wrong with you. There's nothing wrong with you.
Right. That was beautiful, Donna. Thank you.
I hope that helps, dear. It's not because I don't see you getting married again. You are going to be getting married, but I'll tell you what. I'm seeing one fellow coming into the picture. He's got looks. He's got charm. And he's just... Man, it's like I found my knight in shining armor, and I want to say you better check out who he's been running around with, because I think this guy is a liar, I think he's a cheat, and I think he's going to just stomp you into the dirt, and I just don't want you to go there. I want you to be able to be who you are and make it okay to be who you are.
Yeah. So what about my old friend? Do you see somebody coming around with lots and lots of money?
You've lost me on this one. What do you mean, your old friend and lots of money? What's going on here?
My old friend has lots and lots of money. He's a multimillionaire.
So who cares?
Right, but I'm just saying, do you see a man coming around like me in that has lots and lots of money?
Oh,
or
boy.
Or is that the man that you see who's the schemer?
Well, I'll tell you what. You've got to get your head clear.
Yeah.
Because you're looking for some kind of a sugar daddy, and there's always a price to pay.
No,
you
I'm not
need...
really looking for
a sugar daddy. Wait a minute. Yes, you are. You want someone that, and you hear sugar daddy, and you got a different image than I have. You want someone that you don't have to really sweat the stuff about the money. I want you to understand how to work with money, how to be comfortable with money, and how to have your own money.
Oh, I got that.
All right?
That makes sense.
You've gotten indoctrinated by people throughout your life, men and women both.
Yeah.
You're growing up. It's time for you to dump the indoctrination, get to know yourself, have pride in yourself, and invest in yourself. And you're going to be comfortable. The guy that you should be really getting married to, as I'm perceiving it, in about 5 years, what I'm seeing is a guy who is going to sincerely love you and care for you, but you actually are going to make more money than he is. So if you're not comfortable with who you are, and if you're looking for somebody who's going to make lots and lots and lots of money, that's going to be in your space to take care of you and give you this so-called special, glitzy, whatever life, you're going to end up being a prisoner of your own false beliefs, and the price paid may not be a good one. So
yeah,
before you go to, you don't need
that.
To go there. I want you to educate yourself. Just because someone has a lot of money doesn't mean that they really have got their head screwed on straight.
Oh, no, and I didn't mean to imply that. I just was wondering if you were picking up him, any energy from him, because I'm optimistic he's going to physically be in my life in a couple months. That's kind of what
I'm not holding my breath for him. I think you are, and that's a mistake.
Yeah, well, I've got lots of stuff to move through.
I know that's not what you want to hear, dear, but that's okay.
Yeah. Thank you so much, Miss Donna. Have a blessed day.
Oh, you too, Kim. Enjoy life. Get to know yourself. You're quite a gal. You got a lot on the ball.
Thanks.
You're welcome. This is Donna Sebo, and if you want to call in, telephone lines are open at 888-815-9756. That's 888-815-9756. Let's go to our next caller. First name or initial, and where are you calling from?
Nancy from Norristown, Pennsylvania, near Valley Forge, outside Philadelphia.
Oh, I'd love to visit that part of the country. Oh, wow. So much history there. My goodness.
Oh, yes.
Wow.
We're the city of brotherly love and sisterly compassion.
Terrific. Love it. Oh, there's just so much wonderful history in that part of the country. I just think it's exciting to be able to go back there. In fact, I had some friends that last year made a point of going back to Pennsylvania and to some other areas nearby, and they said it was just the trip of their life. They had just a wonderful time. Wonderful time. So it's a great part of the country. Okay, Nancy, let's get down to business with you.
Okay.
You are a straight shooter. You're the type
right.
of person you will not take any guff off of anybody. And I have to chuckle because I'm seeing situations in your life where somebody just really tried to dress you down and do a nice job, but you kept your cool until they finished. And then by the time, until they finished what they had to say. And then you sort of put on a pair of, suspenders, snapped them, and then you let them have it.
That's who you are.
Now, what I want you to be aware of is that your clarity, your psychic ability, you have had this from the time you were born.
Mm-hmm.
You are a woman that has been able to see energy around people. You've been able to see sickness. You've been able to see all kinds of things. And for years, you battled with it. This was not comfortable, and you got angry many times in your life at yourself because you'd say, oh, you're a coward, you're not telling things as you'd say them. But you were wise enough to be willing to work through some different classes. You've got a fabulous library in your home, and you take a great sense of pride in being able to be very articulate with your intuitive skills, which I compliment you on that. A lot of people aren't. And you're comfortable with this, but you're really wanting to put it into good value and use, and I would say give yourself the opportunity, and I'm saying 2 years, to do some exploration. If you want to get into different modalities with energy healing, if you want to learn about different mental skills, invest in yourself and do this. If it means going to seminars, if it means going to a place like the Monroe Institute, you know, credible people. Put yourself with credible people. And you then will be able to see how you could have a full-time career, and it would be with you until the day you choose to leave this earth, and you would just absolutely love every moment of it. Now, I'm seeing 6 books that you're going to write, and I am looking at you thoroughly, thoroughly enjoying teaching. Now, the one thing, though, with teaching is you don't mind teaching, but you would like to be a part of a team. And that is going to evolve. You're going to find a very, very nice group of people that you can integrate with. It's sort of like what they used to do at the old-time spiritualist churches, which I, you know, it makes me sad that there's so few of them left. But there would be a camaraderie where people of different talents would be there to train those that wanted to learn. And there was just a very nice harmonic with that. And again, regrettably, there's not a great deal of that available today. So I think you're going to have to shop around to find those persons that you'd really like to have as team players to have this support network for others and for yourself. And I'm seeing you making a good living with it. And I think it's marvelous. I really do. I think people with your kind of integrity should be doing this work. You really should be. Do you have a question for me?
Well, that's the thing. My integrity is so high. I have, like, no patience with people that beat around the bush and just have no sense of opening up the heart. That's my mother you were talking about. Man, I just had to release her and let her go. And I the most love I have for her is almost like hate. The most love I have for her is like, get out of my life.
Well, remember,
I feel, you know, I'm on the one hand, I'm into this unconditional, genuine world peace. And on the other hand, I have yet to find a spiritual person who's really spiritual, or a Christian person who's really Christian, a Buddha person who's really a Buddhist. I sort of sadly pray God blots out the sun and creates no energy and coldness, and we just leave the planet. To me, humanity doesn't deserve to live, even though I support, you know, world without end and a new age of Aquarius, and you
well,
know, it's like a
okay
two I'm in.
Well, Nancy, part of what you are experiencing is the factor of understanding. There's no such thing as perfection on this planet, and there is no absolute. Everything is energy, and it's always
right.
flowing, and it's ebbing and flowing.
Uh-huh.
What you need to come to an understanding and to a peace with is that it really doesn't make too much difference what other people are doing. It's that you live your life according to the measure of integrity. So part
I know,
of what
when I talk kindergarten 101 and I'm not understood, I don't get it. I can't speak
you
any
don't, all right. But, my dear, you're trying to make things happen for people instead of giving the gift of understanding and allowing that each person will take a dosage. You know, my mentor so many years ago said something to me. She said, Donna, there are people in this world that only can take a drop of wisdom. There are other people that might be able
to for a drop.
All right, but might be able to take a tablespoon. A rare grouping will be able to take a cup's worth, but few are going to be able to walk into the ocean like you do.
Mm-hmm.
And there is this that you have yet to learn, because you have come mm-hmm. in with this sense of, I've got a job to do, I've got to do to come hell, high water, the deep blue sea, and you have very high integrity. You do. I mean, this mm-hmm. is wonderful that other people may not. They have to walk mm-hmm. according to their own drummer. You have to
mm-hmm.
walk according to yours. So
mm-hmm.
it's sort of making it all right that a lot of people have got a lot of issues, and you may not be the person they should talk to, but just know that those people that will want to learn from you, and maybe they will only be able to take a drop, and you just bless them, and it's okay, and you move on. But you're still in a learning cycle yourself.
Well, I feel like I teach other people, and no one teaches me anything new. Rarely do I find something, you know, I learn a lot from courses. I go to as much as I can.
Okay, hon, I'm going to have to, Nancy, I'm going to have to put you on hold here, because I've got to take a break. So just hold
okay.
your thought, and we'll come back. Okay. This is Donna Sebo, 888-815-9756. We'll be right back.
If you're searching for the perfect gift for a child, consider God's Kiss by Donna Sebo. That's right. Donna is not only a mental practitioner and psychic, she's an author as well. God's Kiss beckons all children and the young at heart to enter the dream world of a little traveler named Johnny. You can order your book today by sending a check or money order to Mrs. Sebo's Classics, Post Office Box 97272, Tacoma, Washington, 98497. That's Post Office Box 97272. To Tacoma, Washington, 98497. If you'd like both the book and cassette, you pay $19.95 plus applicable tax and shipping charges. This is the book for your favorite child of any age. Donna Sebo's God's Kiss is about a child's sense of place in the world, and it's destined to be a children's classic. Order now. Call 800-872-8852. God's Kiss is written by Donna Sebo and illustrated by Ed Ged Rose. Buy it today. 800-872-8852.
Enter the magical world of God's Kiss.
Johnny finds himself at the entrance to a large open valley, framed by high mountains rich in the brown-red colors of the earth. He stands in awe, even a little fearful of the mountain's great size. After all, he's just a little boy and not very tall.
God's Kiss is a beautifully illustrated children's book about a young boy's journey into a valley with children and animals from all over the world. They are gathering together to experience the wonder of love and beauty that will affect their lives forever. A talking book audio narrated by the author Donna Sebo accompanies this wonderful storybook, creating a special magic all of its own. This book package makes a wonderful gift for those special children in your life ages 3 to 10. God's Kiss book and talking book audio are only $19.95 plus shipping and handling, and the author Donna Sebo will autograph and personalize your book if you request it. Call 800-872-8852. You can also order through Donna Sebo's website, www.delphiinternational.com. That 800 number again, 872-8852.
Hi, this is Donna. Before I go back to Nancy, I want to mention to those of you in the state of Washington that I have some family passes for the Washington Renaissance Fantasy Fair at Maris Farms in Buckley. So if you would like to get a free pass for you and your entire family, then call my office or send me an email. Call me at 800-872-8852 or send me an email at donna@delphiinternational.com. That's Donna at Delphi, D-E-L-P-H-I, international.com. Okay, we're going to go back to Nancy for a moment, and then after Nancy, if you want to give me a buzz, 888-815-9756. It's open mic day. Nancy,
yes.
Are you still with me?
Oh, yes, I'm in my heart.
Okay, dear. Now, the one thing that you're doing, which is wonderful, and I compliment you because you're willing to learn, but, you know, part of what I think that you're going through in the way of learning, it's not just what you're getting out of a book. It's not learning new techniques, and that is something that is ad infinitum. It goes on forever. You're never going to know it all. The key is, I think you're in the process of knowing how to release having to make certain changes. To me, a great teacher is one that will say to the students, it's up to you if you want to learn. It's up to you to be willing to absorb whatever I have to share. And not come from the positioning of being critical necessarily, but allowing that if they really do want to do the work, that they're going to go through a lot of bumps and grinds in their own learning process. So I think that what you're experiencing at this time is part of the trust and release process when it comes to interacting with others. And just allow that they have the right and privilege to make their own choices, to fall on their face, to absolutely say everything's totally stupid and walk away from you. It's all right. Because those people that are willing to learn, that are willing to grow, they will do it because it's the right thing for them. And you may not be the right teacher for a lot of people because of your clarity and directness. So I think that you're being prepared to become a teacher on a level.
Mm-hmm.
And I want you just to know that part of your lesson is trusting and releasing and just to continue doing what is right for yourself and be an example and allow that there is the distortion. And I know that you can get very disgusted. I don't think you're the only person on the planet that's disgusted. The key
well,
is...
Well, when I go to... Yeah, when I go to groups specializing in the heart experience and I tell the truth, I'm vulnerable, and then I'm like reprimanded and punished for being too truthful and too realistic. People can't handle my reality.
Well,
I'm so down to earth and yet so spiritual. I'm content being alone with God and Jesus and...
All right,
but
hold it for just a minute because I know we're running out of time here. But I want you to just be okay, because you may not get recognition from other people. And you will know if the group is right for you or not. And that is something we must have. Just have faith. I do have to go, but I want you to have a little bit more faith and trust in yourself. And just
Gosh, I have so much faith and trust in myself. It's others I have none in.
Well, maybe that's part of the lesson, too. There may be a level.
I don't want to trust other human beings to know better than me. I did that growing up. I will not give my power away to another person.
Oh, that's not the same. That is not the same thing there. That's not the same thing. So that may be part. That may be part of the lesson still. And you'll know what I'm talking about. I give you about about 9 to 12 months. I think you'll understand what I'm trying to convey. But that's
okay.
All right. It's perfectly okay.
Okay, thanks, Donna.
You are welcome, Nancy. This is Donna Sebo, and 888-815-9756 is a telephone number to call into. By the way, I do want to let you know about some people that are going to be with us next week. Oh, we've got so many neat individuals. That's why I love doing this show. Climbing the Money Mountain? Well, Randy Lauren is going to be my guest on Monday. We're going to find out about his insights. And then a fascinating woman on Tuesday, Brooke Carey. What do you think the experience would be for the very first woman warden? She really was an accidental warden. Yes, we're going to be talking with her and finding out what she went through. Money is the issue in part next week, Retiring Rich and Happy. Jeff Harris is going to be my guest. And then Don't Drink the Water. I'm telling you, the water issue is so significant. It is phenomenal. Lano Ho'ala is going to be my guest. This is a man that really, really has an insight on what to do. And then we're going to be talking with a man who is trained as a spy. Yes, his book is better than James Bond's movies. I'm telling you, but this is the real thing, not make-believe. His name is Helios Dundulakis. Wonderful man. His book is just absolutely awesome. So we have got a very unique lineup of guests next week, so tell your friends. And also, don't forget, you can listen to these archives whenever you like after, maybe the show, whenever you say, oh, gee, I missed that. I wanted to listen to it. Well, the archives are here for your listening pleasure. So check out what you need to do to be able to subscribe, and then you can listen to them whenever you feel like it and share the information with your friends. You know, and I know we've just got a little bit of time left, but this time of the year when it gets really, really hot, what is one of the most favorite foods anybody will ever want to have? Well, when I was growing up, it was ice cream, and I think for millions of people today, it is still an all-American favorite. And there is a lot of information. Have you ever heard of Dairy Queen? Well, if you're one of its fans, like my husband, absolutely loves Dairy Queen. He loves their chocolate cherry, what is it? There's something that they make. They have a combination. And he says, when I'm not on a diet, I just love to have one of those things because they just absolutely are delicious. Well, it was a while back in the early 1930s, Thomas Andreas Carvelis decided that he was going to open up an ice cream store on Central Park Avenue in Hartsdale, New York. Now, this was in 1934. Now, one day his Model A Ford, who was loaded full up with ice cream, broke down. The ice cream started to melt, so he didn't fool around. He started offering free samples in some borrowed dishes to passers-by. And what he noticed is that the customers love the softness of the not-so-frozen ice cream. So in 1936, he was awarded a patent for a no-air pump, low-temperature ice cream machine. And in 1947, Thomas Andreas Carvelis, who has abbreviated his last name to Carvel, he was awarded a patent for a no-air pump, low-temperature ice cream machine and created the first franchise for a soft-serve ice cream and also a Sunday school, S-U-N-D-A-E, school training program for potential managers. Well, it just absolutely exploded. The design of the franchises were compact glass-fronted buildings with pitched roofs And they were on rote setbacks that gave people a lot of room to drive by. That's right. They drive up, get their ice cream, and drive out. Families would just absolutely love this soft ice cream. And at that time, they served them in paper cups, sometimes cones. But the window was always open, and just absolutely, people were so excited about this. Now, there was a place in Illinois where J.S.F. McCullough and his son Alex arranged to test their own soft product at an ice cream retail shop in Kankakee, owned by Sherp Noble. Well, they had an advertisement of all you can eat for 10 cents. It drew a crowd of 1,600 men and women. Well, both of these men were really excited when there was a new type freezer invented by Harry Alds of Hammond, Indiana. And McCullough said, this freezer is the prize cow, and took to referring to the freezer as the queen. And Noble opened a store in Illinois, and the store was named Dairy Queen. A little bit of history for you. My goodness, we're out of time. Have an absolutely awesome weekend wherever you are. Enjoy that ice cream. Enjoy your friends. Enjoy life. And just be grateful for every moment you have. This is Donna Siebel. Remember always, you're the master of your fate. You are the captain of your soul. God bless. Have a great one, and I'll be right here on Monday, same time, same place. Bye for now.
You have been listening to The Donna Siebel Show. If you would like a copy of today's broadcast, send $10 to The Donna Siebel Show, P.O. Box 97272, Tacoma, Washington, 98497-0272. Be sure to put the date of the broadcast in your request. If you are not able to be a part of today's program, join Donna and her guests Monday through Friday, and she will be here to take your calls. Thank you for listening and being part of our program. Have a wonderful day.
BBS Radio.